In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is a special day in the history of the churches all over the world. Today, at least 170 churches are praying together in one day for what is called the International Day of Prayer. And we have used in March, almost 7th of March every year, to have this blessed day. And it is very nice to feel that all the churches all over the world are praying on the same day for the same topic. And you know what? This year, the churches decided to have the topic of the woman in Egypt, the Egyptian woman. That's why today is a special day for you and for every Egyptian woman all over the world. And we'll speak in a few minutes about the role of the Egyptian woman all over the history of Egypt. And after that, I will ask you to stand for 5 minutes and pray for yourself and for every woman, Egyptian woman, Christian or non-Christian, all over the world, for the Lord to answer or supply your prayers, and may He bless every woman and her role and their fruits also, I mean her children. The woman in Egypt, from the very beginning, was sharing a very important role in the family. So she was, from the very beginning, side by side with her husband, knowing very well that she has to struggle with him out of the house and in the house also. Out of the house, she used to share with him in the shepherdhood. And many women were working as shepherds with their husband as well. Also, in the fields, she used also to be with her husband in the agricultural activities, to plant and to water, and to remove herbs, to remove the thorns from the plant and take care of it, and also share in the harvesting of that and gather the crops in her house, and sharing also in grinding and to make it short. She used to have everything with her husband. Also, the Egyptian woman, even before Christianity, you know that Egypt was the first people in the world to believe in the unity of God and to believe in the eternal life. And the woman also believed, and she was taking a very important work with a man side by side. And in the history of Egypt, we found many, many queens who ruled Egypt very strongly and left a very important important prince after even they died, like Queen Elizabeth, like Hatshepsut, like all of these queens were very strong and clever and smart women. After Christianity, and I say after Christianity because the role of the Christian woman started to have Another direction in her life. Also, she was working with her husband, but more of that, she was very caring to her children, to grow them in the fear of God. And she knew from the very beginning, as a woman and as also a godmother, to take her child from the priest in the font of baptism and to nourish him with her milk, the milk of faith. Because she was not only a biological mother, but she was and still is a spiritual mother, to give great care, not only for the health and the education and the needs and the fun of her children, but for their eternal life as well. That's why the role of the Christian mother was very important. And we can see many saints and martyrs in the history in the Synaxarium, the biography of the saints and martyrs. We find it full of the mothers who grew their children to be saints, like Amba Bishoy, the beloved of God, like San Damiana, like San Barbara. No, San Barbara was from a pagan family first, but many San George, Marimina. She lived with Marimina 14. The mother of Marimina was very caring to her saint, her child, until he became 14 years old. She departed. But in these 14 years in his life, she made a great saint and martyr and wonder worker. Unfortunately, after the Islam in the middle of the 7th century came to Egypt, the position of the woman in Islam differs completely from the position of the woman in Christianity. She knows that there is one husband and one wife. And she knows that, the Christian wife, she knows that she is with her man, with her husband, one body and one spirit. And she must keep this unity, keep this harmony, keep this faithfulness, keep this good life, which symbolizes or resembles the relationship between Christ and His church. That's why we find many faithful women, even who bore the weaknesses of their husbands for many years and did not leave them, but they kept praying for them until the Lord brought them back through the prayers of their wives. We see also the mothers were taking care of their children, praying hardly for their children to be saved and to be in good relationship with God. The woman in Islam needs your prayer. She needs your prayer because according to the rule of Islam, she could be one of four wives at the same time, and could be changed to another four, and another four, and another, and so on. And in this life, the structure of family becomes very weak, and the bond of love becomes also not strong enough to keep the steadfastness of the family and strength of the family. So in this day, we have to greet every single woman, even if she had children biologically, or she had also children, many children spiritually. We cannot ignore also that many women, as well as the men, went to the desert, went to the solitary life, went to the ascetic life, and became a very famous nuns and mother to hundreds or thousands of nuns. And they gave a very good writings, contemplating on the Bible and on the spiritual life. The monasteries were filled with the monks, and the convents were filled and still filled with the nuns as well. I greet every woman today. I greet every girl, every young girl who will become one day a wife and a mother, hopefully. I greet every single mother who takes care for her children. It's today your Mother Day in Egypt and in Canada as well. We pray that the Lord may keep your houses, your children's, your husband's, your married life secured and strong, and may keep your house also like a church, and in this church a very strong and acceptable prayers are heard, a very good aroma, smell of prayers is smelled in heavens, and also the light of your spiritual life is shown all over the world. Let all the people see your good works and see your light, and enlighten your hearts. When they see your words, they will glorify your Father in heavens. Please stand up now. We want to pray 5 minutes for all the women in Egypt, or the Egyptian women in Egypt and outside Egypt. Taman, in this day, we have to greet the best woman of the whole world, Saint Mary, the Mother of God. So we will pray بشفاعت والدة الإله in Arabic and in Coptic. And everyone for 2 minutes pray in his heart, and we conclude our prayer.
Iten nebrez veyant etite oto kustu maria pshoi sarimot evolenten noviten oshtem makobi echristus nem pekiot nathus nem biem neumaith omwev jiak iak soti emon ele os irines tisea of the we worship you, good Father, and the Holy Spirit, for you have and saved us. Masih
Speak for the motto from all our hearts, thanking you for bringing us to this blessed day, and thanking you for every mother and every wife you give us in every family, and asking for every woman, every Egyptian woman, and every woman also, to give her the blessing of the Holy Spirit in her heart, and also to give her the secure life in her family. Our Lord Jesus Christ, do not permit any persecution over any of your children, the women in Egypt and everywhere. Our Lord Jesus Christ, let everyone respect them, recognize their work and efforts, recognize their faithfulness, and also their service in their family, to their husbands and to their children. Also, we ask you, our Lord, to bless the nuns who dedicated their lives to serve you all time. We ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for the non-Christian women, to give them secure life in their families, and to keep far from them any hardships or difficulties in their lives. Through the intercession of the Mother of God, the best woman in the whole world, Mother of God, please look upon every one of your daughters to be blessed and gladden her heart with her effort and with her dealing in her society, in her family, and in the churches also for the Christians. And through the prayers of the martyr of today and all the blessing of the great Lent days, make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power and glory forever.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantru Creator.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, begotten Father before the ages, light of light, true God, begotten of created, one Son of the Father, by whom all things are made, who has made for our salvation, who came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord God.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the light of the coming age. Amen.
ειρηνικός
και το πνεύμα της.